St. John is called the disciple whom Jesus loved. And St. John, perhaps more than any other writer of sacred scripture, has much to say about love. He tells us simply that God is love. In John's gospel, Jesus said, "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love." These are just a couple of the many examples in John's writings. And today's gospel has perhaps the most important one. "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The importance of love, love of God, love of neighbor, cannot be overemphasized. We hear it mentioned so often, not just from St. John, but from most of the New Testament writers. And perhaps we hear it so often that instead of driving the point home to us, we become desensitized to it. And if so, that is a shame, because there is nothing less than our eternal salvation at stake. He is not saying like one another or tolerate one another or put up with one another, but love one another. And he's not saying I give you a new suggestion. He's not saying I have a new request. He's not saying why don't you try this. It's not a recommendation, it is a commandment. Love one another. He goes on to tell us what this love we are to have each other is supposed to look like. "As I have loved you, so you should love one another." As I have loved you. This is the heart of the very Paschal mystery itself. Think about it. Remind ourselves. What is our greatest goal? Is it not eternal happiness with God in heaven? And yet, is this not also what Jesus gave up? He is and he was God. All this is his. He had it all, the best and most important and the most we can ever hope for. So much more. But in Paul's words, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. And he did all this knowing that he would suffer humiliation, torture, and an agonizing death. This, dear friends, is love, freely given, unconditional and undeserved. "As I have loved you, so you also should love one another." He never said it would be easy, and he went on to say, "This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." This was to be the yardstick by which we are to be measured. The yardstick that tells whether or not we are truly disciples of Christ. The apostles and those other earliest followers measured up. How do we? The martyred last century prophet of nonviolence, Mohandas Gandhi, was asked by a Christian missionary why, since he quoted Christ so often, did he reject becoming a Christian? Gandhi replied, "Oh, I don't reject Christ. I love Christ. It is just that so many Christians are so unlike Christ." And how do each of us do individually? It's easy to love the lovable, but how do we do with the unwashed, the drunk, the marginalized, the immigrant, the refugee, the guy who cuts us off on I-35 talking on his cell phone, the obnoxious, the just plain unlovable? As Pope Francis once asked, do we build bridges to bring others closer or walls to keep others out? We might ask, if Christ were to stand before me today, how would he judge our love? Perhaps I should judge myself. And if I don't like what I see, perhaps things need to change. Perhaps I need to change. But how? An admirer once asked a famous sculptor how he carved such a marvelous likeness of a bear. The sculptor replied, "I get a block of marble and just chip away everything that does not look like a bear." Perhaps that is our answer. If you examine your life and find hatred, hostility, prejudice, bigotry, resentment, or even ambivalence, anything that does not look like love, then with the help of God, chip it away.